Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We go to Barcelona, Spain. TV3's Jordi Sunyer. Nobody knows La Liga better. He joins us now. Jordi, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you again for having me on, Glenn.
All right, I'm getting right into it here. Almeria, they had a lot to play for this past weekend against Barcelona to keep themselves out of the relegation zone, but Xavi calls this the worst performance, the 1-0 loss. Is there a crisis at Barcelona right now?
It was the worst performance so far this season. I agree with you, and everyone here would agree with you, because Barcelona didn't have a shot on goal until the 81st minute of the game, which is not normal for Barcelona. It was a totally dreadful performance, and it was strange because, of course, there could be the aftermath of losing to Manchester United in the Europa League and getting eliminated from the Europa League, from European competition. But Real Madrid had drawn the day before to Atletico Madrid in the Madrid derby. So they knew, Barcelona knew, if they won, they would be 10 points adrift at the top of the table. So it was a tremendous opportunity for nearly wrapping the La Liga title. So it's difficult to understand why did they deliver such a poor performance. Crisis. We don't know. The thing is, maybe there has been a little too much euphoria, but once you don't have Pedri, once you have Lewandowski in a poor shape, you see that maybe the depth of the squad, the depth of the roster, is not the depth that the club sold to everybody at the beginning of the season. And that may be one of the problems for Barcelona. Now we are entering the decisive time of the season.
Jordi Sunyer, TV3 in Barcelona. I watched the Almeria game. I couldn't believe how disinterested they were with, as you said, the opportunity to go 10 points clear in La Liga. Can you even explain that? I mean, were they fatigued? Is it the hangover from losing to Manchester United? It really is kind of stunning when you see world-class athletes with that type of an opportunity to maybe secure La Liga, just not be up for the moment.
Well, first of all, we have to say football is not mathematics. So it's likely that a team fighting to avoid relegation
can beat
Barcelona.
Thank God for that. I'm not good in math, by the way. I'm not good in math.
I'm not good at maths either. But, you know, there can't be this possibility. And, you know, at the end of the season, teams fighting to avoid relegation get more points than usual. And look at the past match day in La Liga. Almeria won, but Valencia won, and Celta won, and Espanyol won. I mean, all teams fighting to avoid relegation won their games. So when they have this urgency, they usually get more points. But as you probably remember, Almeria lost 6-2 to Girona the previous match day. So you could expect a team that wanted to restore their morale, restore their confidence after getting thrashed by Girona. You could expect that. And that's what makes it difficult to understand what would happen. But looking at it from a tactical or technical perspective, you know, we've always said that Barcelona tried to dominate their game via their midfield. They had Gavi, of course, but they didn't have Pedri. If you don't have Pedri, you lose many aspects or you lose much of your balance in midfield. So if you watch that game, you could realize that Barcelona played a way which is not that usual or that normal for them, is giving the ball to the wingers, cross the ball to the penalty box, trying to find Lewandowski or another player trying to put the ball into the net. That's not normal, because it's a very classic and typical style of play for, I mean, let's say, lesser teams. So without Pedri, without dominance in midfield, Barcelona really struggling, and that may be a problem for the next games.
And by the way, Thursday, it's Barcelona in the Copa del Rey first leg against Real Madrid. The whole world will be watching this one. And then on Sunday, they got another team fighting relegation in Valencia. This is not going to be an easy game either. We're talking to Jordi Sunyer, TV3. All right, let's switch gears and get into the Real Madrid-Barcelona game. And before I do, though, really quickly here, Ferran Torres, Ansu Fati, at this stage of the year, have they been, is this considered a disappointment, these two?
Yeah, but these are two different cases. Ansu Fati's case, I think, is slightly different because he was recovering from a serious injury. He got injured, if you remember, on a game against Betis like 2 years ago. And I think the opinion here or the feeling here is that he won't be the player that could have been before the injury. He's lost this stamina, this kind of spark he had. This change of speed, this change of rhythm that made him different. He can't still be a good player, but maybe not a player for Barcelona, and he's struggling with physical issues. So, and I think that's a totally different case from Ferran Torres, because with Ferran Torres, you spend more than 50 million euros for bringing a top-class player from Manchester City, and he's been underperforming, really. And off the record, he has told he's experienced some, I wouldn't say mental issues, but he's kind of, he's been kind of obsessed with this underperformance because he knew he had this responsibility, he had this price tag attached to him. He played a good game against Cadiz 15 days ago, but he was playing against not the regular left back for Cadiz. Normally, the starting left back for Cadiz is the Uruguayan Pacho Espino, and he was booked that day, so he was playing against the reserve one, which is the Paraguayan Arthamendia. And of course, he played a good game, and that sparked again some feelings about, well, finally, Ferran Torres is delivering what's expected from him. But you saw him on the following games against Manchester United, against Almeria, and he's been underperforming again. So that's worrying for Barcelona because, as I was saying before, they need depth in their roster, and they are not getting this. And Ansu Fati and Ferran Torres are not showing they can't be this 12th or 13th or 14th player that the squad may need right now.
Talking to Jordi Sunyer, TV3. It's a big one tomorrow. It'll be Barcelona at Real Madrid, the Bernabeu. A lot of people, the thought is, after doing a lot of reading here and looking at the prior game and what Xavi's been doing with his lineups, is that he goes to the Bernabeu against Real Madrid, a team, by the way, that in six has not lost, smashed Liverpool at Anfield in the Champions League. They are riding high right now. Is the whole idea to go to the Bernabeu just to stay close so that you're positioned in the second leg?
Football is such a fantastic thing because Barcelona is still 7 points adrift at the top of the La Liga table. And you see the morale of both of the teams, and it's totally different because, as you were saying, Real Madrid are on the high after beating Liverpool. They have this aura in European competitions because the first 20 minutes by Liverpool were extraordinary. Then they score that fantastic goal by Vinicius and everything suddenly changes. And it's fantastic. So after Barcelona lost to Almeria, after they rescued a point against Atletico Madrid at the last gasp, and thanks to a reserve team player, young striker Álvaro Rodríguez from the B team, the Real Madrid B team, they have absolutely forget they have forgot that they are 7 points behind at the top of the league table. So that makes them clear favorites for tomorrow. I mean, Real Madrid and Xavi in some minutes ago, in the press conference before the game, has admitted that Real Madrid are clear favorites not only for tomorrow, for the whole tie. So Barcelona will have to battle against it. Of course, it's easy for Xavi to give this role to Real Madrid, make them favorites, as you don't have that much pressure. But I think looking at the situation of the two teams, Xavi may feel that Real Madrid right now are favorites for winning this tie. It's a KO tie. It's a knockout tie. It's the Copa del Rey, two games. It's not La Liga. It's not a regularity competition. So yeah, that may be possible. And I agree with him. Real Madrid are clear favorites for tomorrow and the whole tie.
Jordi Suñé, TV3. Do they go to a four-man midfield with Busquets, De Jong, Kessié, and Gavi in this game? Do you expect that?
Because they change from their typical 4-3-3 formation to this kind of square in midfield, and it proved it was okay for the first game. So I don't think Xavi will revert again to a three-man midfield, because even Real Madrid have been playing under a similar system. They have this joker in Fede Valverde, which can't play in a three-man midfield, but can play as a fourth midfielder in a square similar to the one that Barcelona is using, and also Manchester City was using in the past games under Pep Guardiola. So I don't think for two bad results, Xavi will revert again to a three-man midfield. It's likely he plays again with this system.
Talk about the status of injury. Obviously, it sounds like Robert Lewandowski is out. Pedri, is he out as well? These are huge losses.
Pedri's a huge loss. Lewandowski, there are several analysts here in Barcelona that wouldn't agree with you that Lewandowski is a huge loss, because he's also been, and this is a great point of debate these last weeks here in Barcelona, he has been underperforming clearly after the World Cup. It seems if you look at the statistics, he's having the same touches that he had previously to the World Cup, or even more touches. So he's participating in games and he's trying to give his best, but he has had in the in the last games less shots on goal than before the World Cup, less shots. Well directed to goal than before the World Cup. The feeling here is that he prepared during the first half of the season. He prepared for the World Cup. He needed to perform well for Barcelona, for being fit, totally fit for the World Cup, and being obviously the star for the Polish national team. He had this milestone to reach that was scoring for Poland in a World Cup. He reached his milestone, and after the World Cup, it seems there has been, a kind of relaxing for him.
Yeah, the social
So
media stuff that he's put out, lots of stuff with his girlfriend or wife in different places. It almost seems like he's not as attentive. And by the way, to your point of the touches, though, a lot of these touches are with his back to goal. They're not in areas where it looks like he's dangerous.
maybe when he was playing for Bayern Munich, before Nagelsmann, because Nagelsmann has a different approach to the game. He was used as your typical number nine, a typical striker. You cross, as we say here, you cross a refrigerator to him, and he puts the refrigerator into the back of the net. So he's your typical number nine, your typical striker. And maybe Barcelona or maybe Xavi doesn't want Lewandowski to play as a, let's say, a static number nine. He would prefer for his style of play more a Benzema than a Lewandowski. But the club needed a player to show to the footballing world that Barcelona were back. You have this market opportunity to sign Lewandowski, even if it was not a cheap signing. It was, of course, it was an expensive signing. You had this opportunity. You sign Lewandowski. You show to the world, hey, we are still capable of buying top class, world class players. But tactically, after changing system, you lose one of the support players you have in a 4-3-3 system. Maybe he's not feeling that comfortable. I wouldn't relate this underperformance by Lewandowski in the last games to social media or he's having some
well, he looks
holidays
like
or
he's
something
having a
like
great
that.
Time. Based on his social media, he looks like he's having a
yeah.
great time.
But I think it's only sporting or a tactical issue, and of course it's a challenge for Xavi to change that, to revert that, because Barcelona don't have I think they relied on Ansu Fati to act as a second number nine in case of Lewandowski was underperforming in case of an injury. And of course, Ansu Fati is not playing that well this season. So yeah, that's also a problem for Barca. Yeah.
Jordi Sunyer, TV3 in Barcelona, the big one tomorrow. It's Real Madrid at home against Barcelona in the Copa del Rey, first leg of the semifinals. So let's talk a little bit about Real Madrid real quick here before we finish up. I mean, I've been just absolutely in awe of Benzema as of late. Luka Modric just must have drank out of the fountain of youth, is playing football at a level that's just remarkable, I think.
Yeah, he's been called the Benjamin Button of Spanish football, Luka Modric, because the older he gets, the better he plays.
It's unbelievable.
Extraordinary. I remember with another colleague yesterday, I was remembering Andrea Pirlo. These kind of players that are hugely intelligent, and they know when their physical conditions are not the best, because of course they are getting older. Luka Modric is now 37. He will turn 38 this year. Are intelligent enough to focus and concentrate on their technical abilities. So you may not have in Luka Modric a physical player, but he's trying to give his best via his technical abilities, and he's doing it very well. So as always, if you look at Real Madrid, Barcelona is a team obsessed with style. They have to play and they have to win the Barcelona style, the Barcelona DNA. Real Madrid don't have this DNA. They have fantastic players. You may watch a Real Madrid game like the Madrid Derby on Saturday and think they are not playing beautiful football. They did at Anfield, of course, against Liverpool, but the Real Madrid style doesn't exist at all. But they have Benzema, such an intelligent player. They have Luka Modric, fantastic. They have, of course, Vinicius, controversial player, if you want, because of racism issues, because of his behavior on the pitch, his attitude towards spectators, fans of opponent teams. It's the same problems that Neymar had with Barcelona. Vinicius is experiencing these problems with Real Madrid. But man, he's a tremendous player, flair, technically gifted, quick. He's extraordinary. So they have this fantastic players. They have fantastic squad. They have, I think, more roster depth than Barcelona. So when the season comes to an end, when the season comes to a close, the final matches, the decisive matches are coming, you always have the best of Real Madrid. And that may happen again this season. March 1, they are favorites for winning Barcelona, for defeating Barcelona in the Copa del Rey. Beat, thrashed Liverpool 2-5 in the UEFA Champions League. Hey, there you have them again after having not a dreadful, but not that good first part of the season. There you have them again. It's pure Real Madrid.
He's the one and only Jordi Sunyer. That's how we wrap it up. Jordi, as always, thank you from Barcelona with this great update ahead of Real Madrid hosting Barcelona tomorrow.
Thanks to you again, Glenn. Thanks for having me on your show. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've been lucky to have Jordi giving us these reports from Spain. It's spectacular stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.